Thank you very much, Excellency Gooden. Ms. Lobbiller also mentioned regarding mutual legal assistance, and she also mentioned human trafficking. So before going into human trafficking, I do just want to provide just a very brief general framework regarding the process and the law on mutual legal assistance in criminal matters before passing the floor on to Excellency Isoki from the Ministry of Interior. So on our legal framework regarding mutual legal assistance, we have two main legal frameworks that applies to Cambodia. First is the ASEAN Treaty on Mutual Assistance, and this is our mutual legal assistance in criminal matters that applies to the 10 ASEAN countries, the countries of Southeast Asia. And just briefly, if you looked at the scope of the assistance within Article 1, it states that the parties shall, in accordance with this treaty, subject to their own domestic laws, render to one another the widest possible measure of mutual legal assistance in criminal matters, namely investigations, prosecutions, and resulting proceedings. Okay. And we also have our own domestic law on mutual legal assistance in criminal matters, in which the scope applies for legal assistance in the criminal matters to be provided to all requesting states, even if they don't have an agreement with the Kingdom of Cambodia. And so the how this is implemented is Cambodia is open to assisting and receiving assistance on criminal matters with various countries, and that this is enshrined in our own domestic legal framework as well. I'd like to pass the floor on to my colleague to elaborate more on this